Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we take a look at a lot of things in the area of veterinary care. Professional veterinary care and products certainly can help keep your pets healthy and treat problems when they arise and get them back in good shape. Also, a wide range of alternative treatments that can work along with the more medical care on their own. And there are also many remedies that you can actually make yourself. Did you know that? Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us again today on the Ideas Network. My guest today, Dr. Kerry Donahue. Dr. Kerry, owner and founder of Full Circle Veterinary Clinic and a graduate of the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. She uses a range of alternative therapies to complement her traditional veterinary medical training. Won the Best of Madison in the veterinary category for 2014. Hey, welcome back, Kerry.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I am so glad to have you with us today. I'm really interested in today's topic. There are a lot of medications, a lot of ointments, and commercial foods out there to help keep our pets happy and healthy, but you also make a lot of your own, and I could make them too, and
you
a listener?
Yes, you certainly can. There are a lot of things that you can do yourself at home. So those are some of the things that I want to share with listeners today.
Yeah, that is a great. What would be the advantage of it? I guess price. It'd probably be cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely you can save money. And sometimes you can even save a trip to the vet. Some of the homemade recipes and things that I will talk about are things that you can start using on your pet at the first sign of a problem. You know, in some of these cases, if you can start treating something early, you can avoid a trip to the vet altogether. So that will save you money. And a lot of the recipes that I have are all natural too. So, you know, that's always
wonderful.
A big thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, one product that is particularly timely, I think, is paw wax.
Paw wax, yes. Uh-huh.
What kind of damage can the cold do to our animals' paws?
Oh, my goodness. The poor dogs that are outside, especially in the city, that are walking on the snow and the ice and the salt and the sand and everything that's out on the sidewalks, dogs will come in from being outside and they'll start to lick in between their toes. It can get really, really irritated, especially the salt can get in on the skin and really cause some irritation and inflammation. So the recipe that I have for paw wax is something that you can apply to their paws and the skin in between their toes to really protect them from the ice and the salt and the sand.
So it'd be something you put on just before you go outside with your dog?
Right, exactly. And the paw wax, you can get away with putting on a couple of times a week. It doesn't have to be every single day. Maybe two or three applications per week is enough to protect them.
Is it good for cats, too?
Well, it's usually, I mean, I guess you could use it on cats. I haven't had the experience with people using it on cats so much. I think cats are more likely to stay inside in the winter. You know, they might take a couple of steps outside and then they're back in.
I don't like to encourage people taking
right.
their cats go outside anyway.
I know, that's true.
Oh, man. So, we're going to post, we have posted this already up on our Facebook page, I think, the recipe, but basically what's in that recipe?
So the recipe, part of it is beeswax, so I'll kind of go through it, and I've made this before for my dog, and it works just great. So I start out with 2 ounces of olive oil, 2 ounces of coconut oil, 1 ounce of shea butter, and 4 tablespoons of just regular beeswax. And you melt this all together in a saucepan over low heat, or you can melt it in a double boiler. And what I will sometimes add in are 1 or 2 drops of lavender essential oil. Mm-hmm. And lavender is one of those essential oils that's very, very safe for animals, and it can also help sort of heal the skin, too, if there is any irritation. Melt that all together and then pour it into little tins and let it cool, and you're ready to go.
Wow. What's shea butter, by the way?
It's one of those, it's just a kind of Similar to like the coconut oil and the olive oil, just an oil that you can get from that plant.
Okay.
And that is something that you can find at most health food stores if you have access to one close to you. The coconut oil as well and the olive oil, you can also use almond oil instead of the olive oil. If you don't have access to a health food store, there is a great online website where you can get any of this stuff. And the one that I most commonly use is called Mountain Rose Herbs, mountainroseherbs.com. And they have everything that you could possibly want to make your own pet products.
Very, very cool. And we posted that. Judith posted it. Judith posted it on our Facebook page. So if you want to get that, just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and it's right there for the taking. And Judith reminded me, or told me for the first time, actually, that shea butter is an ingredient that's used in high-quality lotions for people, too. So it's...
Oh, yeah.
So if it's good enough for your pet, it should be good enough for you, too.
Yes, definitely.
We have callers online. You can join in, too, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Marianne in Hurdle, Wisconsin, your turn. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I have an allergy dog, and I've been wrestling with this problem for a number of years now. He's got... he scratches himself to death. It's just to the point where his sides get bloody.
Oh, no.
And so I sent in a blood sample, and they did the allergy testing on him.
Mm-hmm.
He can't have fish or chicken or beef or pork. So we have him on venison, which is a little hard to procure.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, I give him a baths with Malseb a couple of times a week. And he's been on Atopica, which is a pretty caustic medication.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, he was doing really well, had a nice shiny coat, wasn't scratching his brains out. And now the Atopica doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're very careful about his environment. I just am at my wit's end with this dog.
Boy, it sounds
bad. So what have any advice, Carrie?
Boy, what is the source of the venison that you are using? Is that in a commercial dog food?
Yes, it's limited ingredient, Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance.
Okay. Sometimes with these dogs where it just seems like nothing else is working, I really like to take them back to basics as far as food goes. So I would even consider either making your own food at home where you have absolute control over all of the ingredients and just going very, very simple. So you know that your dog does okay on venison, and it would involve you maybe finding a source of venison yourself so you could make your own food with the venison as the protein source, and then adding in your own vegetables and starches to that. That would be a place that I would start.
It'll probably require a little looking around.
Yeah. And you can always, I work with a lot of people making recipes for them, helping them make their own food for their pets at home. The other thing that you might consider, if that's not a possibility, is going to one of the raw foods. And you can find raw foods as dehydrated, freeze-dried, or frozen. And I know there's a brand called Stella and Chewy's, and it's a Wisconsin company, and they make a venison frozen raw food where you don't have to prepare everything yourself. You just have to defrost it. And you give it to your dog, and it's very, very fresh, and it's organic, and it's pasteurized, but it doesn't have any of the additional ingredients that a commercial food might. As limited ingredient as the food is that you are feeding right now, there could be some other things in there that are contributing.
So some, and Stella, and what's
Stella and Chewy's is
Stella
the brand.
And Chewy's. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you'll give that a try, Marianne, and thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Larry Mueller here, and our guest today, Dr. Carrie Donahue, and also shea butter expert.
I know. Thank you for that.
Judith Sears-Poisson.
That just means I have dry winter skin.
She knows her shea butter.
I know my shea butter.
And she knows all about Wisconsin Public Radio, and she knows about our membership drive. And you know what? We count on you for... a lot of help here. You count on Wisconsin Public Radio for great discussions, and it's your gift, any amount, that makes these discussions possible. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Judith heard from quite a few people already.
We did. Last hour, we heard from 26 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges.
Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to
$5,000. $5,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
This match is from a pair of generous donors from Madison, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You can get your pledge doubled right now and support the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, on this program, we cover topics like the environment, consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics, pet health, Wisconsin authors, and of course, Wisconsin food. You get a lot of great information from this program. Today, you're getting recipes for paw wax and some other great do-it-yourself pet remedies. It's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's really that simple. So please support this program and all of the programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge, which will be doubled right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters. Doesn't matter how much. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on WPR. During this drive, you can ask for the I Love WPR t-shirt when you give $120 or more. I haven't even seen that
it's
t-shirt.
A really, there it is.
Oh, here it is, right in front of me.
It's a really nice looking t-shirt. It's a dark heather gray, USA made and printed right here in the great state of Wisconsin. So show your love for WPR and ask for this t-shirt when you give $120 or more. That comes out to $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
For me, it's really a sense of a connection to the world and the world of ideas. It keeps me informed. It keeps me thinking. I can't remember the number of times that I've had conversations with people saying, oh, I heard something this morning on Wisconsin Public Radio or National Public Radio. And then it's a way of having a very interesting discussion with other people about some of those ideas. And so I think that it keeps me informed and it keeps me thinking and is a way of engaging other people in important ideas. This is David Corey from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for information in the arts, culture, politics, and the world.
I hope you'll pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR during this winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount.
And if you've already made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. Well, here's what might be the answer. Become a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
Being a sustainer, it's really a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for us at WPR. It also is convenient. It's affordable for you. So just choose a monthly amount. Maybe it's $10 or $20 and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've only discovered Wisconsin Public Radio recently. Well, first of all, welcome. We're glad to have you listening. We want you to know that WPR is listener-driven, not profit-driven. We're able to bring you more programs per hour because we don't have to take time out for long blocks of commercials.
Our business is to inform and entertain you and provide quality programs for hopefully programs that you really enjoy. It's your station, and it's only possible because listeners like you give what they can to support it. So please show your support now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've never pledged to WPR before. Well, today you can find out how it feels.
And it feels great.
It does.
Yeah, we can both speak from personal experience here. It feels great to support something you love, something you use and rely on every day. I hope you'll put your money where your values are when you make your first ever pledge. maybe it's $5 a month or 10, whatever amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount really does make a difference. Here are some suggested amounts. Maybe the same amount you pay per month for Netflix or for cable.
Or maybe for coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day.
You might even need it every day.
You might need it. Sure, you pick the amount. Your pledge makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is
still
in effect, up to $5,000. That's a really big challenge, but we know we can make it with you. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And this pledge drive, we're offering something very special. Show your support for WPR with the new I Love WPR t-shirt. It's yours for a pledge of $120, that's $10 a month, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, what better time to do it than during this dollar-for-dollar match? Become one right now. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations come from your bank account or your credit card. You can do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is so important during our winter membership drive at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Thanks so much for listening in on the Ideas Network, taking a look at your pet's health today and also some homemade pet remedies, things that you can make right in your own home that will could well help your pet's health and well-being. Our guest, Dr. Kerry Donahue, owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. She's got a great website, and I'm sure we have a link to it on our Facebook page. Go take a look at it. And certainly she's offering up some great recipes today, and we're posting some of them on our Facebook page. So if you go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, you can find out about those recipes there. We did paw wax already, and we're going to do another one later too, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I tell you what, we have callers online. You can, again, join us at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. One homemade product that I think all pet owners could use is your first aid salve.
Yes, definitely.
What are the important elements in an ointment like that?
Boy, you know, there is some room to play around with different herbal ingredients in a first aid salve. One of the main herbals that I use in all of the first aid salves that I make is calendula. And calendula is otherwise known as marigold, but it's a really powerful herb for healing the skin.
Hmm.
So that can be used in any first aid salve. Other ingredients that I will add in would be echinacea, St. Mm-hmm. John's wort, and comfrey. All of those are really powerful herbs in their own right, but you can kind of mix and match them in a first aid salve that you make at home. And the recipe for the first aid salve is even more simple than the paw wax. You use 1 ounce of beeswax and 8 ounces of an herbal-infused oil. And you don't have to make your own herbal-infused oil, although you can by tincturing some herbs in olive oil, but you can also buy it over the counter. Buy a calendula oil, buy the St. John's wort oil, buy the comfrey oil, and
mix them together.
Yeah, melt them together in a saucepan with the beeswax and then pour them into little tins. And that is your first aid salve. And it works great for any cuts, any abrasions, any skin irritations on pets. You would kind of use it in place of something like Neosporin or a triple antibiotic ointment. That's when you would use the first aid salve.
And would I use that on myself if I had a paper cut?
You certainly could. I do. If I ever get, scratch, if I'm bitten by a cat, something happens, I will go first to one of these first aid salves. Yeah.
Wonderful. Kathy in Milton has a question. Let's go to her. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I was responding to your answer to the person with the itchy dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know I've read that sometimes it's not the food they're reacting to. It might be a new cleaning product. It might be the bedding. To try other things as well and not just the food.
Oh, that's very, very true.
They're a very good product for my dog.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I do use Estella and Chewy, so I was glad to see you recommending that. But like I say, with some dogs, the people think it's the food, but it might not be. It could be something in the environment that they're reacting to that's causing the itchy skin and the flaking problems and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for bringing that up. There are two of the main types of allergies that can affect dogs and cats, either food allergies or environmental allergies. And what I found is oftentimes there is a little bit of both. So that's why I say even if your dog has environmental allergies or food allergies, I always go back to basics and address the diet first. And then you're absolutely right in thinking about things in the environment that could be causing a trigger. Because in any case of allergies, we know that the immune system is hyper-reactive.
Yeah.
It's not responding appropriately to things either in the environment or what your pet is eating. So anything that we can do to help take down or tone down that immune system so it's not so hyper-responsive will help.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. We had a Facebook question from Chip. Says, I have a German Shepherd mix who seems to be scratching a lot. What about dry skin? What could I use for dry skin with my German Shepherd?
Boy, yeah, and especially this time of year when it's so dry out there, a lot of animals are having that extra dandruff. They're itchy just from the dry skin. And a simple thing that you can add in with the food is vitamin E.
Uh-huh.
Take one of those little vitamin E capsules, and each one is 400 units of vitamin E. For a large dog like a German Shepherd, I would add in two of those capsules with each meal. And that might be enough just to help to soothe the skin. But in addition to the vitamin E, you could also add in something like coconut oil. You could do one tablespoon of coconut oil with the food. And make sure that you're also adding in fish oil or an omega-3 fatty acid. Also helps with this dry skin and itchiness.
You can join in as well if you have a question about your pet's health or maybe about something that you might be able to make, a homemade pet remedy. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. And again, if you phone in now, 800-642-1234, we'll get you on pretty quickly here. Facebook question from Tim. We have a house cat, formerly a farm cat, that's generally healthy, but whenever he has a couple of minutes of vigorous exercise, he gets exhausted and pants like a dog, mouth breathing. Afterwards, his breathing is noticeably affected and sounds like he has a cold or pneumonia. It feels fine after a few minutes, but if he's ever overexercised, his breathing symptoms can last for days. Our vet is stumped and can't find anything wrong.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it almost sounds like your cat might have something like asthma, and sometimes cats that come from the farm situations like this cat did, they can have these upper respiratory infections when they're very, very young kittens, and things that can affect them lifelong. If they get an infection when they're a kitten and they're not fully treated and they somehow get over it, but it can kind of cause some damage that sticks with them.
Stays with them, yeah.
Yeah, throughout life. So this might just be something that you are managing. I guess I would say if you haven't had any x-rays done, if your vet hasn't done that, maybe doing some x-rays, because if it is something like asthma, you can usually see that on an x-ray. If it's something more upper respiratory or even heart-related, you know, you might have to do a little bit more digging
right
around. But I always think for cats in a situation like this, doing something to help boost the immune system will only help. And one of the main immune system boosters that I recommend for cats is something called lysine, and it's an amino acid and can really help strengthen their immune system.
And you get that at pet food stores?
Yeah, lysine is something that you can get over the counter. It's a human product, but they have it specially formulated for cats in a lot of cases where it's made into treats. So it's something that's easy to give. You can just give your cat a couple of these lysine treats a day, and that can really help them, and it's easy to give.
We have Ann in Sparta up with a question. Ann, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I don't know if this is going to help the other lady who has itchy dog, but I've given my animals, and I have two dogs right now, and I had a cat, but every one of them got a cod liver oil pill every day.
Wonderful.
And there's no problem giving it to them because of the fishy. You don't smell it, but they do, and they love it.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And because I don't give them a bath in the winter, I'm not having any problems with dry skin or anything.
Oh, isn't that something?
Great. Well, that's great, Anne. Thank you. So cod liver oil, you would recommend that as well, Carrie?
I do. Cod liver oil kind of goes along with the other fish oils and the omega-3 fatty acid supplements. You can definitely use cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm. We've had several people call in wondering about beeswax again. Where do you get beeswax for your recipes?
Boy, beeswax you can really find at a lot of the... Well, you can always go online to that. Mountain Rose Herbs is the place that I get a lot of my stuff from. But you can find it at most health food stores, or actually some of those hobby stores or craft stores is another place where I have found beeswax. And you just get a block of it. It's sometimes even in the candle section in some of the craft stores, you can find beeswax.
We have Chris and Pulaski up with a question. Hi, Chris.
Hello. I have a dog. She's 5 years old, and about almost 2 years ago now, she had one eye became dilated about this time of year. And it's been dilated ever since. And the vet doesn't seem to have any ideas. I was wondering if that's anything you've ever come across.
Oh, boy, that's nothing. I've never heard of that.
That is interesting that it came on all of a sudden, and it was just in the one eye that's dilated?
Correct. And, okay. And it's just like a bright, sunny day in winter like this. She's got one eye squinted pretty tight because it's so bright, it seems.
Yeah.
But she must be getting enough vision. But
does it seem like that? So the one pupil, does it respond to light, or is it non-responsive?
It responds some, but not like
very
it
much.
Should.
Yeah,
okay. So, that might be something that going in to see an ophthalmologist might be something to think about, just to make sure that there is not some deeper pathology going on, like glaucoma, cataracts, so just to rule something like that out in the eye. It might just be something that your dog has, but I would make sure that you rule out some of those other things that can cause the dilated pupil. If it's been for 2 years, it would make me less likely to think that it would be something like glaucoma or a cancerous lesion that's pressing down and not allowing that pupil to really constrict as well.
So an ophthalmologist, and there are dog ophthalmologists out there, eh?
There are dog ophthalmologists, yeah. At some of the referral and specialty clinics at the UW-Madison, they have a whole ophthalmology department, and that's what they do.
So get your dog's eyes checked.
Yeah.
I want to see them reading the little chart.
Eye specialist Judith Sears.
No, that I will tell all of our listeners a secret. The one thing that I'm queasy about, and Larry knows, is his eyes.
Yes.
And so, yeah. Moving along from the eye topic.
You're not queasy about membership drives.
I am not.
You are not indeed. When we're here, we are right in the middle of our winter membership drive. And as you listen in to us, your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we'll get back to our guests and talk with Carrie some more very quickly here. But first, Judith is going to help me encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now to make your gift and support of the programs you count on.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from a pair of very generous donors from Madison, up to $5,000. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. And you know who took advantage of that dollar-for-dollar pledge, Larry? We just heard, great job, Dr. Carey. We're very proud of you. It's Dr. Carey's parents who also pledged.
Oh,
so thank
wonderful.
You so much for that. You can join them and take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs like this one when you give right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversations today with Dr. Carey Donahue about holistic pet care. And I think this show is a good example of the interesting and informative, substantial sometimes quirky conversations that we have here on the Ideas Network.
And they're all
Who
worth listening to.
We'd be talking
to?
About shea butter. I'll tell
I
you
know, and beeswax and all that. And we're not even telling anyone to mind their own beeswax.
No.
Now, take a few minutes of your time to make this program and all of the programs you appreciate on WPR possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge. And again, get it doubled right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, you can get the I Love WPR t-shirt when you give $120. That's $10 a month or more. I was going to try this one on, but it seems to be the wrong size. It seems to be a little small for me. I don't know.
You know what? I know that they have a size that will fit you. So.
I know they do. And I tell you what, as you listen, your donation of $120, they're going to find one that fits you, too. So do it right now. Make your contribution and get this cool and comfortable t-shirt.
It's dark heather gray with a red heart, 100% cotton, and USA made. It's even printed right here in our wonderful state of Wisconsin. So show your love for WPR with a pledge, and you can wear the t-shirt to prove it. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're thinking that your tax dollars, your federal and state already support WPR, you're absolutely right. They do. And we thank you for that.
And contributions from individual listeners, however, make the quality and variety of programs on WPR possible. Listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our budget pie. You make the difference because WPR matters to you. Please make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs you listen to and enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I think in the last 4 years, I've upped my contribution every year. I'm using the service. I feel I should pay something towards it. Not that I should have to, but I want to. If we don't support it, we won't have it. It's a free service. Nobody's making us pay for it. And that's a little easier to take than if somebody would say, yes, you have to pay for it.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You listen to WPR every day, and you know how important it is to you that it's there. And I'm guessing you want it to be here for the next generation as well.
Absolutely. They should have access to the same quality news, the information, the music, and entertainment that has nourished you. Your pledge of support today, it's a building block for a stable future.
Invest in quality radio for yourself and for the next generation coming up. And remember, right now, that investment will be doubled by our generous donors up to $5,000. So make your pledge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I'm guessing you first joined the WPR community as a listener, tuning in maybe every day, and after a while, hey, it's time to join the community as a donor. Funding the great programs on Wisconsin Public Radio, it's really a group effort.
It really is. We do this together, one pledge at a time, $1 at a time. If you've never given before, you could start with a donation of $5 a month. It's easy to set up. You can do that at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And if you already renew by mail or making ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you very much. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are really the backbone of WPR.
You know, Larry, I want to read this note from Kathleen from Indianapolis, Indiana. She says, I love Dr. Donahue and Larry and all of his guests, and some terrific person is matching my donation. Double goodness. Well, that is double goodness. Thank you so much for that, Kathleen. You can join Kathleen, especially if you haven't given yet. Join Kathleen and thousands of other wonderful WPR members by donating right now, WPR.org or 888-202.
Our dollar for dollar match is still in effect, so please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is still going to go twice as far.
It is. And this pledge drive, we're offering something very special and something brand new. You can show your support for WPR with the new I Love WPR t-shirt. It's yours for a pledge of $120. That comes out to $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not already a sustainer, I hope you'll become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wendy from Cronin-Wetter says, I love streaming and listening to WPR every day, at work, in the car, at home, and the dollar-for-dollar match made my donation even better. So please join Wendy. Help us take full advantage of that very generous $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. And Larry, how can they do that?
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And stay with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. We're taking a look at your pet's health with Dr. Carrie Donahue, owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. I hope you take a look at her website. We've got a link to it on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. She does holistic and alternative care. She also obviously provides basic conventional veterinary services as well. Has a great practice going in the Madison area. And frankly, you get folks from outside Madison.
Sometimes from a long ways away. All over Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. Yes, yes. People come from all over.
Well, we have many callers. And again, I'll give that number, 800-642-1234. Let's go to Michelle in Winter, Wisconsin, and one of my favorite spots. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm wondering about my dog. He has excessive earwax, and I end up having to clean it out like every other day. And somebody had told me that it might be related to the food he eats, but I'm not quite sure what I should be treating it with. I've been just cleaning it out with hydrogen peroxide and some cotton swabs to get that excess out. But I don't know if there's another direction I should be going.
Well, does it seem like it is just the wax, or does it ever seem like it's starting to turn into something like a yeast infection? Does it have an odor to it, or is it just waxy?
No, it's got an odor to it.
Oh, okay. So you might be starting to deal with maybe like a yeast infection. And what can happen, I mean, the ear is going to normally, and the body will normally produce that ear wax, but it should be continuously flushing out of the body. And the ear should be getting rid of it as the dog shakes its head, scratches every once in a while is normal. If the wax is staying in the ear, then it can start to be a breeding ground for bacteria and yeast. So it can easily turn into an ear infection if that wax doesn't, if the body doesn't get rid of that wax. So in this, what you can do is just a basic ear wash. The hydrogen peroxide, that can sometimes work, but you might need something a little bit stronger. And what I recommend is a basic ear wash, as long as it's not turned into a full-blown infection, is apple cider vinegar and water, 50-50.
Huh.
And that works great for yeast infections. It's wonderful just for rinsing out the ear, as long as there's not a major infection. Does the skin inside the ear appear to be red or inflamed?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay. And if
I thought maybe that was from the hydrogen peroxide drying it out.
Yeah, the peroxide, if the skin is irritated, the peroxide and even the vinegar can cause sometimes even more irritation. So in those cases, I would recommend using witch hazel and aloe. And this is another homemade recipe that you can just do at home. 1 ounce of each witch hazel and aloe vera gel. Mix those together and use that as a very, very mild ear wash to get out some of that infection.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that it's food related?
Oh, you know? Dogs that have chronic ear infections, I always look to the food because food allergy can present itself as chronic ear infection. So it's always good. What kind of food do you have your dog on right now?
Right now it's a lamb and rice.
Okay. You know, maybe thinking about changing the food to a different protein source. If dogs have allergies, the most common things they develop allergies to are corn, wheat, soy, chicken, and beef. So the lamb might be a good protein, but it might be time to look for something else and making sure that there's nothing more than rice in the food as far as the grains go.
Rice for grains.
Okay. Good luck, Michelle.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Al in Manitowoc, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hello. I heard you speaking earlier about using vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if the stuff from little capsules, that's inside the little capsules, if that could be used topically for dry skin or even on small wounds. For your pet.
Yes, vitamin E is very, very safe to use. It's tough to get, if your pet has dry skin all over, you know, it's tough to get that vitamin E everywhere. That's why I think giving it internally so it can kind of treat from the inside out. But if you have a small abrasion, even using the vitamin E topically for a patch of dry skin or an itchy spot can really be beneficial, and it helps the skin heal.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And Greg in Turtle Lake, thank you for calling. Hi.
Oh, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for the great show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, my question was, my dog had surgery December 23rd. She had, I guess they call it gallstones, kidney stones. Anyway, her bladder is just packed solid with stones. They didn't really expect her to survive, but she came through real good. They took out about, I would estimate, a pound of stones. And some of them were at least an inch in diameter. He had never seen anything like it before. But anyway, I was wondering if there's anything I should or should not be feeding her to prevent that in the future. I did just switch to a senior food after the surgery. She's about 7 years old now, so I was wondering if you could recommend anything else.
Oh, sure. Do you know what type of stones came out of there? There are a couple of different types of stones that they can get, and I guess that would guide me in what I would recommend to you.
Well, they're kind of a yellow, amber-colored, I guess.
Okay. Because some stones can form if the environment in the body is too acidic, and some stones can form if it's too alkaline. So that would kind of determine. And, you know, a lot of vets in this situation recommend that pets go on a prescription food. Was that something that you were considering at all?
Well, I can't do that because I had her on it for about a week, and that cost about $7 a day.
Yeah.
It's a little pricey.
Right, I know, with the prescription foods. And I don't often recommend prescription foods, but that is one situation where I think they do have value, not for long-term use, but for short-term use if there are stones or just to prevent stones and kind of get your animal back on track. So if you use the prescription food, and the purpose of the prescription food is really to alter the pH level in the body. So if it's too alkaline, you know, to bring it up and become more acidic or vice versa, however it needs to be. A lot of times animals will really benefit from getting a urinary tract supplement like cranberry, even glucosamine chondroitin can really help strengthen the bladder wall so those gall and the bladder stones don't form. So that might be something to look at. And then also maybe adding in some more fresh food in with the diet as well.
Okay, so that's worth a try as well. Thank you, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck. Eloise in Burlington, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I have a 2-year-old tricolor collie, and she lost the pigment in her nose.
She
has a pink nose.
So what happened to the pigment, Carrie?
That is a very good question. What happened to the pigment? You know, in a younger animal, that is unusual for the pigment to go away in the nose. Is there any chance that she's rubbing her nose on anything? That's something that I have found. Dogs that kind of like will bury their head in the snow or start digging. Some of that pigment that the skin starts to wear away, and that can cause some of that.
Not likely. It disappeared. It may have started from rubbing her second season.
Mm-hmm.
She was cleaning herself a lot, and that's when it lost. But she's been spayed, and she's in otherwise excellent health.
Okay.
So what do you think? What could it possibly be?
Boy, some of the other reasons why this happens would be an immune-mediated issue. Okay. And sometimes animals can have that. It might be worth going to your vet and getting that checked out. What they might want to do is a skin biopsy. If it seems like that pigmentation, the loss of pigmentation is spreading, that's when I would go have it checked out and perhaps getting a biopsy done just to make sure that it's not an immune-mediated issue that you might be dealing with.
That's a very, very good idea. Thanks very much, Eloise. Appreciate your call very much. And I always appreciate Judith Sears-Poisson. She's the font of knowledge. And hardworking gal who comes by. She and I are together every single day, as a matter of fact.
Happily so.
And happily so. And, of course, during this Wisconsin winter membership drive, she's very important to help me talk to you about your support. It's essential in funding The Larry Mueller Show and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR. This drive is the time for you to take action. Become a WPR contributor with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we had a dollar-for-dollar match in effect up to $5,000. And, Larry, I am so happy to say that we blew right past
that.
We are at $6,600 right now for this hour. But you know what? That doesn't mean it's not a good time to give.
No, it's I'm telling you, the people who donated, they wanted to inspire you. And I hope blowing by that inspires you even more to get going. Double the impact of your pledge. Well, you had that chance at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, people are often surprised by things that I know about wildlife or gardening or pet care or Wisconsin events and locations. And I can tell you that a good 95% of what I know on those topics is not just from working with Larry and on the show, but listening to WPR, listening to Larry, listening to guests like Dr. Carrie Donahue. I don't even have a dog, and I'm excited to make the pet paw wax. So, you know, you don't get a show like this anywhere else. It's really true. And you certainly don't get a host like Larry anywhere. This show is possible pledge by pledge only by listener support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So please give now. Support the information that you get. Support the entertainment that you enjoy. Support Larry at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you may have heard Wisconsin's having a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, and this could lead to a significant decrease in state support, and that funding has been essential to delivering programs like this program throughout the state.
And Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward and develops. And listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation is more important than ever. So please give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs you love, and as an added incentive, we have something special during this winter membership drive.
You sounded like Oprah there for a second.
Well, that's the way Oprah would say it. She'd take a look at this shirt, this T-shirt, and she'd say, I've got to have one of those.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's yours as you listen in here for a $120 contribution or more, $10 a month.
And it's an I Love WPR t-shirt. It's dark heather gray, really nice color. Goes with everything, really. USA made, printed right here in Wisconsin. Ask for your t-shirt now and show your support for WPR. When you make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So I've been living in Wisconsin for roughly the last 20 years. I came here for school. I think I became a member when I was in my mid-20s. Whenever I could, I would try to send $20 or something and whatever I could manage at that time. I've always imagined that it would be fun to be a philanthropist. And if I thought something was really a wonderful cause that I could give them $1 million, just, you know, open my checkbook. There are not nearly as many zeros involved, but in a small way, I'm a small-scale philanthropist. It definitely feels like money that's going to a good cause. When I became a sustainer, it felt like there was an additional connection. To me, it's a no-brainer. When I became a sustainer, it just made things that much better. Sort of like the way it felt when I got married a couple years ago. I loved him a lot, but when I married him, it felt even that much better. My name is Lisa, and I live in Monona, Wisconsin. I really enjoy being a sustainer, and I encourage you to do the same.
I'm with Lisa on that. Please do make your donation right now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller, Judith Sears-Poisson joining me along with our guest for today, Dr. Carrie Donahue. And we're all here to urge you to make your pledge right now to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's $5 a month, $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
It's true. Maybe listening to WPR is worth $4 a day to you. Well, if it is, consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs. That works out to less than $4 a day.
And if you find that you've been getting more value from WPR in the last year, I hope you will do that. You can listen to WPR every day for years, and you'll never get a bill. We don't count how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter on the radio. You should do that, though.
Little... So people know how much they're listening. There you go. Instead, we use the honor system. We count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening that you do.
So make your pledge right now. The number to call... 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org and make your contribution. Again, go to 888-202-2552 or online to WPR.org and make your contribution. We're going to take a look at the news and weather. We'll be back, though, with Dr. Carrie Donahue. But please, right now, contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller with Dr. Carrie Donahue, taking a look at your pet's health. Dr. Carrie owns and is founder of Full Circle Veterinary Clinic, graduate of the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, and really great to have her along. And as always, great to have a surprise guest, Judith Sears-Poisson, joining us at this time.
Just for a second. I just wanted to let everyone know that we did a great job with our challenge grant last hour. We totally took advantage of that. Well, we have a new one, and it's just for this half hour up until 12:30. So I wanted to let people know we have another dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,200. So another great reason to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to pledge your support.
And you can double that support right
exactly.
Now with your pledge. And if you want to call in, you can also talk to Dr. Carrie because we love to talk with her, and maybe you would love to talk to her, too. So here's the number, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or comments for her. And while we're, we have some emails, and we have lots of things we can talk about. One of the recipes that you wanted to share is a teeth cleaning solution, and cleaning your pet's teeth is kind of important, isn't it?
You know, it is so important, and it's one of the most difficult things to do in the world, isn't it? It's pets hate having their mouths messed with. Getting in there and trying to brush those teeth is really difficult, but it is so important just for long-term health. So one of the an easy cleaning solution that I recommend is equal parts aloe vera gel and hydrogen peroxide. It's very, very simple. You can mix that up and apply it to your pet's teeth and gums at bedtime after they're finished eating for the day. Put that on the teeth and the gums, and the peroxide is going to be antiseptic and antibacterial and help to destroy any plaque that might be sitting on the teeth. And the aloe vera is very, very soothing. If they have any gingivitis, if their gums are red and irritated, then that can help heal the gum tissue and make them feel better that way. So, and what you can do is just get a little piece of gauze, you can get a washcloth, dip that into the solution, and then get that on your pet's teeth. So it's just an alternative to some of the other made-for-pet toothpaste that are out there.
So is it, you're not using a toothbrush then?
You don't have to use a toothbrush. I have found that the toothbrushes are just really hard to get in the mouth, especially with cats and small dogs. Getting that all the way back on those back molars, which is where they really need the help, the toothbrushes are really difficult. So wrapping something around your finger, I think, works great. Or even getting some of the solution onto a little Q-tip and getting that back onto the teeth.
That can work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chuck in Pewaukee has a question. Hi, Chuck. Thank you for calling.
Hello, and thank you for having my call. I have a 3-year-old cat that has one eye that the white area or tissue around that eye, it seems to be red and swollen and somewhat inflamed, but then a day or two later, it's gone and more or less back to normal, and then it'll come back like several days after that.
So what might be going on there?
Boy, that is interesting. And it's only happening in one eye, not both?
Only one eye, and never the other eye. It's always the same eye. And his vision appears to be just fine. Mm-hmm. But I do see him trying to lick his paw and clean that eye occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
It may be bothering him, but I don't know what that might be.
Right, yeah. And this has been going on for about how long?
Several weeks.
Okay. Have you tried anything, any treatments or any supplements?
I have not put anything in his eye. At first, somebody said, well, maybe it's like pink eye or something.
Right.
But it's not the eyeball itself. It's just the sclera or whatever, the white area around the eye.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, there are a couple of different things, and this might be a case where that lysine would also be helpful to your cat. Sometimes cats that have something called the herpes virus affects their eye, and that the lysine can stop the replication of the herpes virus. And sometimes that does affect only one eye. So maybe doing a lysine supplement that I talked about earlier. The other thing that might be going on would be a blocked tear duct.
Oh,
and that
sure
can cause in just one eye where it's red and watery. And for a blocked tear duct, it's difficult to really take care of that without putting them under anesthesia and actually going in and flushing out that tear duct itself. So that's something that would have to be done by a vet. One thing that you could try would be make up some chamomile tea and let that steep the tea bag in the water and then let it cool down and use that as an eye rinse. That's something it's very natural, it's soothing, it's not going to do any harm, and it will only help while your cat is having that issue.
So how do you do that? I mean, how do you do it as a rinse? You pour it on...
Right, so make the tea, and then you steep the tea bag, and then take the tea bag out so you have the tea itself, let it cool, and then you can get a little dropper bottle and put a couple of drops in the eye. And this is, again, it's much easier said than done, especially on a cat when they hate anything around their face happening. So it's something that you might want to try. The other thing that you could do is just take the tea bag after it's cooled and use that as a compress on the eye. So that might be a little bit easier to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, Chuck. Give that a shot, and thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Heidi in Madison, hello to you.
Hi, thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I really need some help for my cat. She's an older cat, maybe around 14. Mm-hmm. I've had her for maybe 3 years, and she had a partner cat who was about the same age, and they had grown up together, And that cat died in June, and now my current cat, she has a lot of trouble, you know, with her fur, and she is pulling her fur out. And I'm worried about her having, you know, having this constant fur, eating her fur, and she used to have this beautiful plush coat, and you can't even tell anymore, just sort of bare. Although she doesn't have any sores or anything on her body from that, but I've tried, and also she, after that cat died, she wouldn't eat her food, the same food anymore, so I've been giving her different kinds of food, and she doesn't, isn't able to keep it down sometimes, and it's just kind of a mess.
Yeah, you know, and animals are, can be so affected, just like people can be, with the loss of a companion, and they can go through certainly a grieving period, and it sounds like your cat is kind of prone to maybe some anxiety, too, and that can cause them to pull out their fur, the vomiting, that can all be stress and anxiety-related. So I would maybe address that, address the stress and anxiety. And one thing that you could do, and what I recommend for animals that have any sort of what seems like an emotional issue or the anxiety, is looking into something like a Bach flower essence or a Bach flower blend. And the most common Bach flower blend is called Rescue Remedy. And I use this in many, many cases of anxiety, and it really can help. And it's kind of like a homeopathic remedy. You can find it at most health food stores. It's called Rescue Remedy. You put a couple of drops right in their food or a couple of drops in the water, and that can be enough to just help them feel like everything is okay. Again, it can help them with the grieving process and getting over the loss of a companion, and that might be enough to really help your cat get over this.
Okay, how often would I do that for every meal? Or
yeah, you could do it, you know, and it wouldn't have to be lifelong. That kind of the homeopathic and the essence remedies are meant to correct an imbalance in the body, and once that imbalance is corrected, then you don't have to use them anymore. So maybe trying it for a couple of weeks every single day and seeing if that makes a difference.
Okay, well, I haven't, I didn't know about that, so I'm really happy to know that there's something possible that might help.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good luck, Heidi. Thank you very much for calling. Let us know how that works out. I hope it works for you. Thank you. Let's go to Kathy in Chippewa Falls next. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling about my dog, who is 9 years old, and this past fall he was diagnosed as diabetic. And unfortunately, by the time we were able to regulate his insulin, he lost his sight. And he's adjusted to that really well. But he started this, and when he first started having symptoms, he was urinating in the house. And at that time, it was easy to understand why. Well, now I have his blood checked regularly, and it's perfect, but he still more often than not will urinate in the house. And I don't know if it's a behavioral thing. I mean, I'm guessing it's just habit, but I'm kind of at a loss as to what to do about it, because obviously I don't want that to happen.
Does it seem like there is any part of this that might be incontinence? Does it seem like he knows when he's going to the bathroom or not?
You know, I can't tell. There's been times I work during the day, but I'm able to come home at lunchtime and let him out. He's, you know, usually not in the house alone for more than 5 hours, but there's times when we're actually home and not paying attention to him, that it'll happen.
Okay. And have you had
I also wonder if he's maybe having some mental, he's just not as sharp as he was. You know, it just seems to be kind of sliding.
And have you had a urine sample check just to rule out a urinary tract infection?
Oh, no, I have not.
Okay. And that's something with diabetic animals. They're so much more prone to urinary tract infections than other animals. Because if there is any part of the blood sugar that's building up, it can cause that the bacteria to build up in the urinary tract. So that might be the first thing. And that, you know, if that's what's going on, you can easily treat that by doing a course of antibiotics, and that might take care of it. Sometimes even animals that are having incontinence issues, if that is part of it, if there is any bacteria, if there is any inflammation in the urinary tract, if you can treat that, everything gets a lot better. So that would be a place to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Great. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. Talking about anxiety, we had a Facebook question from Kelsey, who's a 25-pound beagle, shakes like a chihuahua, mostly separation anxiety, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Any additional comments on separation anxiety?
Boy, this is such a common thing for dogs and for cats, it seems like, more and more. So the rescue remedy is always a good place to start. Another thing that I often recommend doing is using a pheromone collar. And that's something it's like the hormone that animals give off when they're feeling good and they're feeling like everything is okay. And they've isolated this pheromone and they've infused it into what looks like those old-fashioned flea and tick collars that you can put on your dog or put on your cat. They wear it for a month and they're breathing in this pheromone. I have seen some amazing things with that for animals that have anxiety. So that might be something to look. And you can get those over-the-counter at most pet stores.
Wow, that's great news. And Dr. Carey with us today, Dr. Carey Donahue, who is owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. You know, we've mentioned so many of the home remedies, and we have them up on our Facebook page. So if you want to go to our Facebook page and look those recipes up, why, certainly you can do that. A home remedy specialist, Judith Sears Poisson, she's got more home remedies than what? Then you can shake a stick
then
at.
Then you can shake a wag a tail at.
You can wag a tail at, and I'll tell you what, we're wagging our tails in anticipation of your contributions. Your gift right now is important. It keeps programs like the Larry Mueller Show going strong. So invest in your future listening with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know what, Larry? Last hour we heard from, are you ready for this? 68 new and returning members.
Wonderful.
That's a wonderful hour. Thank you so much for those pledges.
And right now, we still have a little ways to go to reach our dollar-for-dollar match of $1,200. Generous gift from Jan Sharp and Brian Bowman from Clam Lake. It means that they'll match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Get your pledge doubled and support right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation today with Dr. Carey Donahue about holistic pet care. So many great questions from our listeners and so many great answers from Dr. Carey. This program really is a great example of the interesting and informative conversations we have on this show each and every day.
So now I hope you'll take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've heard that the proposed state budget includes a significant cut in state support for Wisconsin public broadcasting. You tell us that you value the lasting impact of public broadcasting programs, news, conversations, music, and even entertainment.
And that's why Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, including WPR, is really working hard to address the budget challenges as this process goes forward. Meanwhile, listener support is more important than ever. So make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, you can choose the new I Love WPR t-shirt as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Your pledge supports the programs and you'll get this great t-shirt.
Be the first on your block. The t-shirt it's dark gray, 100% cotton, printed right here in Wisconsin. You can get sizes small through 2XL. Pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and ask for your new WPR t-shirt.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
I hope you'll join Lorraine and pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month or maybe it's $20. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
It's true. You might pay $100 a month for your cable service. You're willing to do that because you get entertainment and information all month long.
You get those same things at this station, and in fact, the quality of what you get from WPR is really unmatched. Become a sustaining member with a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and keep this station going strong.
Many of the things you pay for improve your quality of life. Maybe it's a really good cup of coffee or a locally brewed beer or dinner out with friends.
Your WPR listening is just like those other things that are worth paying for. It makes your life richer, and I hope you'll support what's important to you with your pledge. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, we had a dollar-for-dollar match for this half hour, a very generous match from Jan Sharp and Brian Bowman from Clam Lake. We have made that match, but that doesn't mean it's not still a great time to pledge your support. So please, take a moment right now. If you agree with Amy from Tampa, Florida, she says, I live in Florida, but my heart's in Wisconsin. Love all your shows, especially Larry. I even miss the weather. Well, come up here and show us that, Amy. But no, you could join Amy and all of the other listeners. It really is a wonderful community that you're part of when you support WPR. So be part of that community right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're pretty sure that the programs that you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. You're listening right now, and it's a good bet that you listen every day. During this winter membership drive, we're asking you to put your money where your values are.
It's true. Each year, listeners who value public radio give what they can to support WPR. If you're already a member, thank you so much for making Wisconsin Public Radio possible. If you're not a member yet, today is a great day to become one. So contribute right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join your friends and neighbors who believe in WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of everyone who listened to make this radio station as good as it can be.
And Mary from Elm Grove thinks that good as it can be is pretty good. She says she pledged for the Larry Mueller Show. I love it, she says. Well, if you love it too, we hope you'll make your pledge right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll be doing your part to make sure that the news and information you need and count on is here every day.
And our dollar-for-dollar match has just been met.
Yes.
We've just been met. So, you know what? That's no reason for you to stop. You can give right now.
And, you know, here's another great reason to do it right now. During this pledge drive, we're offering something new and special. It's you can support WPR and show that support with the new I Love WPR t-shirt. It's yours for a pledge of $120 a month. Oh, sorry, $120 a year. See, it's an even better deal than I was saying. That's $10 a month. You can get that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Heidi and Paul from Oak Creek love the show and Dr. Donahue, and they truly appreciate the holistic pet advice, and we've heard that from many people, haven't we?
And one of the things I love about having Dr. Carey on is that she was a recommendation from Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, who's been with you for years and years and years, and she said, hey, here's someone you should really have on. She does holistic pet care, and so now our listeners and us get the benefit of both Dr. Sandy and Dr. Carrie.
Oh, absolutely. And here's your chance now. We're getting to the end of the show. Your pledge right now is so important during this winter membership drive. So if you haven't contributed yet, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Again, that's WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. And once again, if you haven't contributed, please do it right now.
Right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Show your support for WPR and The Larry Mueller Show.
And thank you for listening.